All right, hey, good people. Hey, what's going on? And welcome to the Timeout Podcast with me, Coach Lawrence. It's sponsored and powered by End Results Radio, Perimeter Roofing, and Country Inn and Suites by Radisson. Y'all listen, man, we are broadcasting live on the End Results Radio Network right here inside the Perimeter Roofing Studio from the Country Inn and Suites by Radisson Hotel in beautiful Stone Mountain, Georgia. And y'all also know we are on the My Brand YouTube channel at You Are A Brand. And listen, man, today, y'all know it's another timeout. We got a timeout on something else, a timeout on a whole nother topic today. The topic today are athletes that are on the rise. Athletes that are on the rise. I was almost about to say rising athletes, but I guess we can say the same. And y'all, I got two really good guests, man. Two guys that I've had the opportunity and pleasure to coach with, but also two guys, man, that are really like my brothers, you know, in this coaching thing, in this football world. And so, man, today I want to talk about some of the rising athletes with my guy, Coach Brian Miller. Everybody calls him B-Mill, Coach B-Mill. And then I also got, man, Coach Marty Hill. He goes by Coach Skirt. That's what all the kids call him by. So if you know Skirt, man, think about a car going by Skirt. You know, it's real fast, it's moving. So Coach Skirt and Coach B-Mill, man, I just want to tell both of y'all, man, thank y'all so much for being on the show today, man.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
Coach B-Mill, so tell us a little bit about what you do. I know you coach, man. You coach linebackers, coach DBs. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of the other stuff you're doing, man.
So Coach DBs at now Pace Academy. Also, with Marty, we got selective recruiting. So where we take these recruits on the road, making sure they get seen, stuff of that nature. I'm sure we'll dive into that. And then actually, I'm taking on a new role. He the only one that knows, so I guess I'm about to announce it
too.
Go and
bust
right
it out
here,
the bag,
you know?
If you want to.
I'm taking over high school engagement and marketing for We Ball Sports. Also.
Oh, awesome. I love it. And he got the merch on, We Ball Sports. Yeah. I like that, man. That's awesome, man. So, I mean, you are a guy who is, you know, that I've seen, you know, not only just coach, man, but I've seen your passion for young people, for kids, man. And, you know, it's funny, your name is Uncle B. Mill, the kids call it, because you really are like an uncle to the players, man. I see how they gravitate to you, man, the energy that you give to them, to where it's not just about football. You know, they know that you're in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a special quality to have as a coach. So, man, I salute you, bro, and, man, and appreciate you. You know what I mean? Because you coach my son.
Yeah.
You know, and I just appreciate the love you give him. And also, man, we got Coach Marty, Coach Hill, man. You've also coached my son. And, man, I watch you as well, man. Give your time. You know, open up your gym. You have a gym in Tucker, Georgia, where you train guys, man. And I watch you, you know, and I think I told you before, man, get on you about, you know, letting kids, you train the kids for free sometimes, you know, just because you love them. And I say, man, it's still a business at the end of the day. Now, we can show love, but the lights got to be paid for.
Yep,
so, definitely. Man, you know, but I love your heart and your passion as well, man. I know you had a Skirt Lab, which is the name of your gym, but tell us also about this Skirt Select.
Yeah, so basically, you know, everything kind of is an umbrella. Like, we have a Skirt Lab Performance, that's the gym, the training, and kind of what started me off. And then it kind of just transformed to, you know, what's going on recruiting these athletes nowadays. Me and B. Mill, we kind of got selective recruiting. Like you said, we taking these kids on the road, trying to get them seen, trying to put them out there as much as we can. Because with the transfer portal and all the different recruiting avenues out here now, trying to just really figure out the formula pretty much to help them reach success and get college scholarships.
Absolutely, man. It's great work. It's work that needs to be done. Because the reality that we all know is, you know, students who are playing sports, whether you're playing basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, football, swimming, track, everybody wants to be able to play at the next level. And I'm going to tell you, the beautiful thing now is probably different from when I grew up. And even when you guys were growing up, man, there are so many opportunities for kids to play at the next level.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one of the things that may hinder a lot of kids is because, you know, they always want to play at that top tier and understanding, you know, the tier where you are and just loving where you are. You know, I tell players all the time, love who love you. You know, it might not be an SEC that loves you. You know what I mean? It might be a D2, Division 2 that loves you. You better love them back
and
go get that free education. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I think what you guys are doing is amazing. And also being able to educate parents with this, because a lot of times, too, that's where things kind of fall to the wayside, where you have parents who they don't fully understand the world of recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, they just think, hey, my kid is playing, and the coach, you know, they put all the responsibility on the coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the coach carries all the kind of, I would say, the wear and tear of having to get kids in school when it's not really, the coach got 100-something players, You know, if you're looking at a football mm-hmm. team, basketball mm-hmm. team, you got but maybe 12, 15 guys, mm-hmm. you know, and so, man, it's a lot, you know. Yeah. And so today, man, the show is Athletes on the Rise, and what we really want to kind of hit on, you know, we want to talk about some of the top kids, but, you know, this is really an opportunity for us to talk about those kids who are under the radar right. and talk to those parents who may have players that are under the radar. You know, the kid that's not the 4 or 5 star, right. not even a 3 star, right. might not have no stars, right, but right, right. we know that he can get the job done. Yep. on the field, you know, on the court, you know what I mean? And I think that is something that we want to be able to help parents and educate some parents on and some students on today. And so, man, we're going to dive right in. And we're going to kind of – I want to start right here because as we think about your top-tier players, your top-tier athletes, there are a lot of things that can get a kid to a 4 or 5 star, right? Yep. I've seen kids get that 4 or 5 star by going to a camp. You know, mm-hmm. seeing the kid get it by what he's done on film, mm-hmm. you know, by his action. And we've seen it done a number of ways, but what are some of the things that you all believe are helping top athletes separate themselves from the pack? And B-Mill, we'll come to you first, man.
Separating top athletes from the pack is, like you said, camping.
Yeah.
This athlete that, I mean, I just know off the top of my head became a 4 star by going to every camp on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Went to every camp, put it on film, because at these camps now, everything's taped. Everything's yeah. being put on tape. Yep. Everything's being put on social media.
Yep.
So the camping is not just about going to the camp and just running a 40 and doing right. the one-on-ones, but it's about the, man, how you present yourself on tape.
Yeah.
How you put your resume out there.
Yeah.
Because everything's going on social media. Everything is these what the coaches are looking at.
Right. They're
not just looking at, before when we was in school, we go to these camps and coach go back on the computer, go on the computer, pull up the camp info, mm-hmm. and just look at your 40 times, shuttle time, all that.
Right. Now no real action,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, no real action.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they pull it up, they got the film.
Yep.
Not only do they got their film, boom, they pull out their phone.
Right.
It's on social media also.
Wow.
Not only what you're saying out there, but what you're doing out there also. Yeah, so it's absolutely. All about how you present yourself.
Absolutely, man. So. It's a kind of a whole package, man. Yeah. Coach Skirt, man, what about you? What do you feel like as I've seen you, you know, train a lot of the top 4 or 5 stars, you know, here in Gwinnett County, really astute players from all over come to Skirt Lab. And so what have you seen just with those various athletes? What have some of them done to really separate themselves from the pack?
I'd just say preparation, really. Like having a plan. Like, you got to come into really 8th grade, 9th grade, going into high school with a plan.
Yeah.
Like, where am I going to go for school? Like, now that's just as important, too.
Yeah.
Being around a village.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can really help you elevate your game. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, have that plan that, okay, if I'm on varsity as a freshman, yeah. have a film young. Like, yeah. that's very important.
Yeah.
Especially now because how the recruiting game going on. If you're not a 4 or 5 star, you might kind of fall under the radar.
Yeah.
Then you might have to go to that smaller school, then go up.
Yep.
So it's just pretty much, you know, I say having a plan and taking your emotions out of it,
mm.
especially the last week. That's the one thing that I can say I picked up on the last week or two when it's coming to parents.
Yeah.
Like, just understand that this game is a business,
yep.
and that this coach is going from this school and they're moving it around, and you can't take it personal.
Yep.
Oh, if they didn't offer me, if they're about to offer mm-hmm. me, you don't know. Just trust
Absolutely.
The process.
Absolutely.
I say just pretty much trust the process, have a plan, and just train and work.
Because
I still believe in the old mentality of, like, man, if you grinding it out,
right.
blessings going to come.
Yeah. Man, that is true. I think, man, we live in a day and age where I think, Coach B. Mill, you brought up the social media aspect where, you know, we see a lot of athletes
yep.
posting highlights,
mm-hmm. yep.
posting stuff on social media. And I think it's also become a hindrance, too, because it's created this microwave mentality. Like
yep.
you said, being patient. You know, yep. you got a lot of guys, you know, again, no matter what sport they playing, they feel like, you know, man, it's supposed to happen for me right now.
It's supposed to pop right
now.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I've been working out. You know, I put in this 1 year or I put in this one season. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to jump off for me. Where, you know, some players that might happen to,
yep.
you know, because that becomes the other side where you see a lot of athletes, they're looking at the other, they're looking at somebody else. They're
yep.
focused
yep.
on somebody else. And recently I just told a player, I was talking with him and his parents, and I had to tell them, stop paying attention to what these other players have going on, because that's not your journey. Right. It's not your story. And you got to be focused on your own journey, on your own story, because when you do, you will find that light at the end of the tunnel.
Don't let your ego get into it.
Yeah, man, you can't let your emotions, you can't let your ego get into it, man, because, you know, even, and I know both of y'all have seen this, man, where parents call you frustrated.
Yep.
They call you mad. They call you upset. And even as a parent myself, I can sympathize with it because, you know, you do want your kid to go play. You know your kid's dreams. You know their goals. And so it's like, I just want somebody to help me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
I
you
just,
invest your money into it.
Yeah. Especially if you are a parent of a junior who's going into his senior year who might not have any offers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes panic mode because you're starting to see all these other players getting all these offers.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know what's going on with this 40-plus offer thing, but it's like kids now is like, man, if I don't have 40 offers, man, nobody must not like me. And I'm like, man, what is it with this? Like,
you only choose one school.
You can only go to one school. Why is that such a big deal? Like, it kind of drives me crazy because it has really, really hindered the psyche of athletes to where now, you know, there was a mentality, you know, when I played in high school and even that I took when I played in college, man. When I was in high school, we had this mantra of, you know, big team, little me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you when I played in high school, our coach, if a player made a selfish decision, whether it was in practice or in the game, the whole rest of that week at practice, they had to wear a shirt that said "Beat me, little team." You know what I mean? And it was a punishment. Nobody wanted to wear that jersey for that week. You know what I mean? And it was a jersey. It was bright. Everybody saw it. You know, and that mentality has gone now because kid almost to the point where I feel like kids would rather. They care more about the scholarships than they do winning the state championship.
They do.
Like they don't. It's really like, man, yeah, I'm working hard. I want to win, but I'm really working hard because I'm trying to get this scholarship.
They're gonna go to the school that's 15 players with potential offers in a school with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just a few players with offers, but a bunch of guys that play for each other.
Absolutely.
And they go get that thing.
Absolutely.
The state championships.
So. When winning gonna bring it's gonna bring the attention. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so you get this selfish mentality, man, that is really plagued sports, whether it be youth sports all the way up to high school.
And they don't realize that state championship is really a coach's clinic. That's a recruiting clinic.
Absolutely. Right?
You go to a team that's gonna get to that state championship.
Oh,
you're
gonna
be
there. They're gonna be there. It's a magnet.
Yeah.
It's a magnet, man. And so, man, trying to almost, you know, nurture the mentality of players is a whole nother thing to get them out of the me, the big me, little team mentality, and get them focused on that big team, little me mentality. You know, and kind of the segue into the next one, man. You know. When we look at teams, when we look at no matter what sport it is, probably, I don't know, y'all tell me what y'all think about this, but I would guess maybe less than 10% of a team is made up of 4 or 5 stars.
Nah,
probably less than
5%.
Less than 5%.
1%.
1%. Yeah, 1%, right? And really, like, and that's even thinking about college. Only 1% going into the NFL, right? And so, and even looking at an NFL team, you know, majority of NFL team is made up of undrafted free agents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys who were not drafted, guys who were drafted after the third round, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of players forget about that because they want the attention, right? They want the social media attention. They want the post, you know what I mean? And so you have so many players that are going unnoticed that don't have the hype, you know, that aren't the 4 or 5 star. What would be some of y'all's advice or what would be some tips that you would give to some of those athletes that are going unnoticed? And I'm going to start with you, Coach Skirt. What would be some of the tips or some of the suggestions you would give some of these athletes that are going unnoticed?
To focus on yourself pretty much. Like,
realize
that, like you said earlier, your story is your story.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, we playing a team sport, but it's individually you.
Yeah.
So if you focus on, like, man, you know what, for me, this it works for me this route in this way.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, for my plan, having that plan that, okay, I'm not a 4 or 5 star. Well, I'm a 2 or 3 star. I'm a no star. Let me find what situation works best for me.
Yep.
And it's a marathon, really.
Yeah, man.
And that it's all about that end goal.
Yep.
So if my end goal is to play a professional sport, it looks different for everybody.
It does.
Like, nobody made it. Michael Jordan didn't make it. Like, Deion Sanders made it.
Yep,
like, everybody's story is different. So it's like, you know, have tunnel vision and focus on yourself and your goal and what you need to do, because and don't get caught up in the noise and what's around, because that's all a distraction for really what you're really trying to do. Absolutely. So that's what I pretty much say for any kid, man. Don't worry about being a star. Yeah, like every, it's plenty of stars out here. You're gonna shine regardless, and figure out your lane and what you can do.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Yeah. You brought up something, man, so key. Even thinking about now the way college football is structured, you know, it's almost like the plan is not to go to a big school first. Yeah. If you don't have
these smaller schools like JUCO now, like a placement school.
Go to a smaller school, get you some film, go dominate at that level. Yep. And then now with the NIL, now I go get a bag a different way. Yep. I might not get a bag coming.
They're recruiting that portal.
They diving in that portal like it's summertime at the pool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's so many different ways that you can get noticed. I might not get noticed the way I want to. When I come out of high school, you know what I mean? But like you said, I gotta have that tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. I gotta be focused on my journey and not focused on Brian, man, he getting all this attention. Yep. Every time the colleges come, man, ain't nobody talking to me. Mm-hmm. You know, man, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. You know what I mean? And being able to be a parent, I think it's so important for parents, for y'all to really hear us on this, man. You are probably the biggest piece to how your kid handles this process. Because if you always panicking, if you always complaining, if you always pointing the finger at everybody else, they going to do the same thing.
Just as you the leader of your house, you're the leader of your children.
Absolutely.
Also,
so. Absolutely. And it also affects how those players come back and respect us too. You know, because we still got a culture. You know what I mean? You know, that junior that's going into their senior year, we still got a culture. They still got a respect. So if you at home saying, man, Coach Marty, he ain't even helping you getting to school. You know, man, they ain't doing nothing. Coach B. Mill ain't doing nothing. Like, bro, you sowing these seeds of discord. Now it's affecting what we can do on the field. Now you really hindering him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's our job as parents to help our kids to be patient. Help them understand the focus on their journey. Understand that, listen, we going to really get through this process. And guess what? If we got to walk on somewhere, we got to be a preferred walk on somewhere, then that's what we going to do. That means we going to grind harder. We going to work harder.
All you need is one coach, one school. That's it.
Yep. That's all you need. Man, Coach B. Mill, what's a tip or some advice that you would give some of these players that's going unnoticed, that's under the radar?
Man, I'll piggyback on what he said. Just off the beginning part, like, eighth grade, it matters. Your eighth grade season, it matters. That competition that you play, it matters now. But not only eighth grade, but putting yourself in the right space going into ninth grade.
Yeah.
It matters. Like, no, you don't have to go in ninth grade being all region, all county, something. Mm-hmm. But you got to put something on tape.
Yep.
Even if it's your ninth grade season
and
you're just on the ninth grade team, you got to put something on tape.
Absolutely.
But, like, to these juniors and seniors that's just going under the radar unnoticed, my suggestion is don't panic.
Yeah.
Like, man, some of this stuff ain't gonna pop till the week of signing day.
Wow.
I know a kid right now, man, he went recruited. He got recruited his whole junior year, half his senior year.
Yeah.
And now, no committable offer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But now, no committable offer, but it actually does have a committable offer.
Yeah, But it took a little time.
But like I said, it's the last 2 weeks. Signing day, what, next week?
Yep.
Signing day next week. He just started getting these phone calls last week.
Wow.
Was panicking the beginning of January. Just started getting phone calls last week. School was starting to notice, like, he the best available kid on the board now.
Wow.
I can't just recruit the portal gone. Right. All the portal kids going to Ole Miss, Alabama, Ohio State. Like, the portal gone.
Yeah.
I got to revert back to the roots. Yep. And really, people don't notice. It's four phases of this recruiting process now.
Mm.
It's December, that early signing day.
Okay.
Which that's the goal for a lot of kids now is to be signing on the December signing day.
Going into your senior year? Or in your senior year.
In your senior year. Yep. Okay. So those guys that leave early, go to school starting in January, stuff of that nature. But then, so that's the first phase of this recruiting. And then second phase is that transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
The transfer portal, once that opens, that's the second phase because these coaches, the reality of it now, they're not recruiting during that transfer portal.
Yeah.
They're not recruiting.
No high school.
No high school kids unless you're the number one, number two on their board.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
Then the third phase is this signing day right here.
Yeah.
Transfer portal is closed.
Yep.
It's gone now.
Yep.
So now they got to revert back to these high school kids. Now they're coming back. Now let's look at our board. Transfer portal didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. all right, he's five on our board. Let's move him back up to one.
Absolutely.
This the dude.
Absolutely.
So, boom, that's the third phase.
Yep.
And then the fourth phase is back to the transfer portal again after spring practice.
They double dipping the transfer portal?
After spring practice, the transfer portal reopens.
Yep. And then you might see another high school kid that didn't sign in February.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. So, to me, it's kind of like he's saying with the phases, it's like it can happen different routes.
It happens different routes.
It used to be, okay, you sign just in February.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now you can sign in December and February. Now you might catch on after spring ball. They might want you in May now.
Exactly.
You might catch a trend. I didn't end up deciding school until May, a month before I leave.
Yeah, high school athletes.
Like,
think
you never know.
They think this February signing day, the end
it's
of it.
Yeah, it's not the end of it. It's the beginning.
It's the beginning. It's really the start of when you can sign to schools.
That's wild.
You can sign to any school.
I had no idea.
You can sign to any school up in, I don't know the exact date, but it's about the middle of May.
Yep.
Wow. Until you can touch
that
campus.
So if I'm a senior, if I got a kid that's a junior going into his senior year, so you're saying that second phase or that fourth phase of when the portal opens back up, after that is when they can things kind of reopen for them.
Yeah, they reopen again.
And then they have until what, that December of their senior year, really?
You talking about, so after that four, so you talking about junior going into senior
year? So
it'll be seniors.
You talking about a senior.
For a senior. It's still open.
Yeah, it's still open.
I had no idea. So basically, even the kids, so after February, even if the kid hadn't signed somewhere, he's still signed.
It's just that date. That's what everybody's so caught up on. Because, I mean, that's the hype around it.
Right.
Yeah,
who doesn't want to sign on signing day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even as me, I made sure I signed on signing day. That's just a dream.
Yeah.
You grew up playing NCAA the game, Road to Glory, like signing on signing day. That's big. Just like NFL draft, that's what you see.
Yep.
So that's right in front of you. But it's just like, you know what? That's not the reality.
That's good information, y'all. That's good information. Parents, I hope y'all heard that. Like, it's you know, again, parents, we play such a huge role in the psyche of our athletes, man. Whether your athletes playing volleyball, softball, baseball, football, basketball, like, you got to understand these time periods. You got to understand these, you know, the when I should panic, when I shouldn't panic. And it's also important to know and that guys like Coach Skirt and Coach B. Mill are available for you to get this information. Because, most of us as parents, we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we operating in ignorance, so it's causing us to panic.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even notice. Like, there was a kid from Atlanta last year that I consider it was a dude. Like, could have went anywhere and played ball.
Yep.
Didn't sign on signing day. I guarantee he was down.
Yeah.
Because he know he a dude. Sure, he was a state champion.
Yep.
State champion on the track.
Yep.
Whole 9 yards.
Wow.
Didn't sign a scholarship until end of April.
Of his senior year.
End of April. Went on to FAMU. Became a freshman All-American. Wow. And a national champion. And this is a kid that didn't sign until the end of April.
Wow.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I hope y'all hear that. Yeah, I hope y'all hear that out there.
It's all about patience, man. It's all about patience and gratitude, man.
That's good. That's good stuff, man. That's awesome, man. Let me ask y'all this. Both of you guys have been around a lot of athletes. I know both of y'all have done 7-on-7. Mm-hmm. Y'all coach football. Both of you guys train athletes. And y'all don't just train guys in Gwinnett. Both of y'all do, you know, and are engaged with athletes all over Metro Atlanta, all over Georgia. Both of y'all have done all-star games. So y'all know a lot of kids. I want y'all right now to take this opportunity to shine a light on some of those under-the-radar athletes that y'all know. Right now, some kids, I'm talking about kids that ain't got no stars. But like you said, that are some dudes that some of these colleges need to know, like, hey, bro, you need to come get the huddle. I need you to get the huddle for this guy. I need you to see this kid. Who are some of those guys? B-Mill, I'm going to start with you, man.
I'll just start with one just off the top. I'm going to go with a senior. I'm going to go with a senior, Carson Wilson, right now, locally at Parkview High School.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's
– that kid is special.
He's special, man. And we talked about it's not a lot of teams with 4 or 5 stars. Luckily, Parkview had it this year. They had a lot. And he was behind a lot of that stuff. But man, he led. When it was time to make a play, he made a play. When his name was called, his name was called.
Absolutely.
He wanted to punt return on special teams. He did it.
Yep.
And the man, young man, works.
And so, a real selfless kid.
Yeah,
selfless kid.
And his process, man, is a little different. Like, man, he had offers. He had them.
Absolutely.
And every
Just and like, he was committed somewhere.
Yeah, he was committed. Yep. Just like the transfer portal is real for the players.
Yeah.
The transfer portal real for these coaches too.
Yep.
They move just as much as these players do.
Yep.
So
yep.
When they move, man, those scholarships move.
Absolutely.
The offers move.
Absolutely.
So that's one kid I'll highlight.
Yeah, man.
If you go see his highlights, you see he put it on tape.
Oh yeah, so. He gonna jump. I know. I always say you want your film. You want to jump off the film. Yeah. Carson is definitely a kid who jumps off the film. Mm-hmm. Is there a kid outside of Gwinnett that you may could think of? I know you've been involved with Hustling with Tony Ballard for a really long time. Hustling. So you guys got a lot of Atlanta kids.
I'll just say off the rip, it's not even just a kid.
Yeah.
I say the whole Creekside High School right now, man. They're 2026 class. They got some dudes.
Wow.
In the secondary receiving core.
Yep.
They got some dudes that really, coach. You call them, they show up, and they gonna play.
Absolutely.
Like, they just want to play. If it's throw them up, bust them up, they gonna play.
They gonna play.
If it's what's called wall ball, they gonna give it to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just some scrappy guys that just want to play football. Man, they get it done in the classroom too.
That's good.
That's one thing I noticed about. Those guys over there at Creekside, man, they make sure they get that thing done in the classroom.
Yep.
They make sure the academics right. And I think it's translating to the field this year because, I mean, they were just in the state championship a couple months ago.
Absolutely.
And people don't even notice. They played probably about 10 or 11 sophomores. Everybody talk about how heavy their senior class was.
But they really had a lot of young
they
guys.
They had a lot of young that guys that translate, that went from receiver to corner receiver that were sophomores, some young dudes. So
wow,
yeah, man.
Man, that's a big deal, man. And shout out to Creekside, man. I know those coaches over there, man, doing an excellent job.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, man. Coach Marty, I know you got a lot of guys. You even have a Skirt Select 7-on-7 team that you just started this season. I know you got some good four or five stars. You got Zealous Hicks, five star safety. In that 2026 class, who's a man on the field amongst boys, but you got a lot of other guys too, man. Some guys that are going unnoticed probably that are under the radar, man. And so between the guys that you're training, that you've been coaching, that you've been working with, what are some of those guys that we need to keep an eye out on that some of these colleges need to know about?
I definitely say for as far as a senior, Bryce Coulson,
okay.
Receiver.
Bryce
what I'm saying,
yeah,
piggyback on that Parkview wave, definitely was a sleeper athlete. Yep. And I say real quick with so what we doing with 7-on-7 right now is just real quick. So I done linked up with Amari Cooper, and we collabing together with the team, and it's gonna end up being a motion boy 7-on-7. And then just through that, man, Dorian Barner, he picking up big heavy motion right now.
Okay, where is he at?
He's at Peachtree Ridge.
Okay, okay.
So he picking up steam. I like this kid, Peyton Dyer.
Okay.
He's at Duluth. I think you had mentioned to me him before.
Yeah, I did.
The safety,
yep.
Peyton,
yep.
I definitely think he a dog. It's two kids from Loganville, those two kids.
The receiver and quarterback,
they're sleeper athletes. Mm-hmm. They got two corners. Like that Loganville program, like it's, they kind of coming together as well to me.
That's
right now.
Stuff, man.
They got some dogs over there for sure.
Man, you know who's at Loganville?
Who?
Old Zach. He played for us when he was in seventh grade. We called him. His real name is Zach, but we called him Showtime.
Showtime.
Showtime is at
Showtime
Loganville.
Loganville
playing running back. Told him that thing. He told him it. So Loganville.
Yeah, Showtime.
He's in that 27 class. He was with that 27 group coming up.
I was wondering where Showtime.
Yeah, he's over at Loganville. Shout out to Showtime over there doing his thing, man. You know, but you said Loganville got something good.
Yeah, they quarterback Brock Ahmed, receiver. They got 2-3 good corners, DB. They got some athletes over there.
That's
I got a lot
stuff.
Of those, a couple of those guys on my 7-on-7 team. So.
That's good stuff, man. Good stuff, fellas. Like, y'all, like I said, both of y'all are doing some amazing, dope work, man, in the athletic realm outside of coaching that I think is so necessary for both the players and the parents. And so, man, huge salute to both of y'all, man.
Appreciate you, man.
And supporting. I support whatever y'all do. Y'all know I love both of you, and I'm going to support whatever y'all have going on. I would like for y'all to share what's your social media tags, man, that people can stay in contact with you, to get in contact with you, wherever you prefer them to contact you on.
Twitter is Coach B. Mill. It'll pop right up.
Yep.
Instagram, Uncle B. Mill.
B. Mill, y'all.
Hey, they call me, man. So.
Yeah. What you got? Yep. What you got,
so,
Coach
Skirt?
So,
all my stuff is Coach Skirt, Skirt Lab. And then, the new one is Motion Boys 7-on-7 that I got going with, like I said, with Coop.
Good
and
deal.
Then my boy Coach One Way.
Yeah. Good deal, man.
Motion Boys about to hit
they
that circle.
Off,
yeah,
huh?
We trying
about
to
take
this,
off.
Man,
we in rocket motion. We in rocket motion right now. About to take off, huh?
Yeah.
Good deal.
I'm with the ink, but I rock the Motion Boys too now.
All right, that's good, man. Tell Tony don't hold it against you now.
He won't.
Okay. All right, good deal, man. Thank y'all so much. Yeah. Listen, man, listeners, those who are watching, man, appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Time Out Podcast on End Results Radio Network, right here inside the Perimeter Roofing Studio from the Country Inn and Suites by Radisson and Stone Mountain, and also on the My Brand YouTube channel at You Are a Brand. Listen, y'all know y'all can stay tuned for coming to shows that are coming up, or listen to past shows by visiting itsmybrand.org and endresults.com. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is click on current shows. You can go down. You'll see all the shows that are on our network, that 24/7, or anywhere that you can get podcasts. So listen, parents, coaches, educators, and youth leaders, do not forget. Be sure that you have your students download the My Brand app. Be sure they get that HUDL subscription, because it is their opportunity to engage with me on a weekly basis through the My Brand app. And it's so important that you're getting your students this. So listen, man, I got to thank both of you guys one more time for being my guest on the show today, man. I feel like we had a great show, got some great information to parents and students that are needed. So listen, man, one more time, this your boy Coach Lawrence with Time Out. Y'all know how I rock, baby. Excellence is a habit, so you must rep your brand right. I'll see y'all next time. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.